1. You hear someone talking on a radio program. What is the speaker doing? A. Recommending that listeners make a certain drink. B. Explaining why a drink is becoming more popular. C. Telling listeners about a drink they may not know about.
Fresh lime soda is made by the side of the road in Calcutta, India. Citrus drinks are popular all over India, but fresh lime soda is a specialty in Calcutta. Stallholders set up early in the morning, making the drink with fresh limes, soda water, sugar, a pinch of salt, and freshly ground cumin. In hot weather, the body loses a lot of its salt through perspiration, so salty drinks, especially those with lime juice, are very refreshing. Limes grow easily in India and are used in numerous recipes. Fresh lime soda is made by the side of the road in Calcutta, India. Citrus drinks are popular all over India, but fresh lime soda is a specialty in Calcutta. Stallholders set up early in the morning, making the drink with fresh limes, soda water, sugar, a pinch of salt, and freshly ground cumin. In hot weather, the body loses a lot of its salt through perspiration, so salty drinks, especially those with lime juice, are very refreshing. Limes grow easily in India and are used in numerous recipes.
2. You hear someone talking about people who travel a lot when they're young. What is his attitude towards these people? A. He is envious of them for having the opportunity. B. He feels that they are simply wasting their time. C. He can't understand why they do it.
Of course, these days there are lots of young people who spend a period of time travelling all over the world. We couldn't do that when I was younger. You couldn't get to all these places so easily, and we didn't have the time or the money. But I don't feel like I've missed out at all. I mean, what do they actually see and learn? It seems to me that they just do it for the sake of it, as if they're just ticking places off on a list. They just do it because it's what people do. They can't be bothered to find out about the people or their culture. They just want to talk about where they've been when they get back. Of course, these days there are lots of young people who spend a period of time travelling all over the world. We couldn't do that when I was younger. You couldn't get to all these places so easily, and we didn't have the time or the money. But I don't feel like I've missed out at all. I mean, what do they actually see and learn? It seems to me that they just do it for the sake of it, as if they're just ticking places off on a list. They just do it because it's what people do. They can't be bothered to find out about the people or their culture. They just want to talk about where they've been when they get back.
3. You hear an advertisement for a course. What does the speaker say about the course? A. You need to take a test before being accepted for it. B. It starts with theory and moves on to practical work. C. It focuses on your effect on the people you will instruct.
Our gym instructor course will help you gain the skills and knowledge you need to get the best out of people and help them reach their fitness goals. On successful completion of the course, you'll be able to take the practical assessment test to prove that you've reached a recognised standard in working with people of different fitness levels and abilities. As well as studying anatomy and physiology, you'll learn about the importance of customer care and correct exercise technique. Our gym instructor course will help you gain the skills and knowledge you need to get the best out of people and help them reach their fitness goals. On successful completion of the course, you'll be able to take the practical assessment test to prove that you've reached a recognised standard in working with people of different fitness levels and abilities. As well as studying anatomy and physiology, you'll learn about the importance of customer care and correct exercise technique.
4. You hear part of a radio interview. Who is being interviewed? A. A film director. B. An actor. C. A screenwriter.
Do you ever add your own bits to a scene?
I think with everything you do, you have the basic structure. But you do your best to explore it as much as possible while you're shooting a film. If you do something on the spur of the moment, it can be fun. You see the reactions all around. People panic for a second.
A lot of your characters have been pretty strange, haven't they?
Are you saying I'm weird? Well, I think everyone's nuts, I really do. The strangest people in the world are the ones who are super serious. They're probably crazier than any of the guys I've played.
Do you ever add your own bits to a scene?
I think with everything you do, you have the basic structure. But you do your best to explore it as much as possible while you're shooting a film. If you do something on the spur of the moment, it can be fun. You see the reactions all around. People panic for a second.
A lot of your characters have been pretty strange, haven't they?
Are you saying I'm weird? Well, I think everyone's nuts, I really do. The strangest people in the world are the ones who are super serious. They're probably crazier than any of the guys I've played.
5. You hear part of a radio report about car drivers. What did the survey discover about a lot of drivers? A. They pay no attention to warning lights. B. They don't know what various symbols in a car relate to. C. They think there are too many warning lights and symbols in cars.
The meanings of symbols on dashboards are beyond the grasp of many drivers, a survey shows. Almost half of women and a third of men surveyed by the Automobile Association could not correctly identify symbols for frequently used functions or basic warning lights. Researchers found that nearly 40% of women and 28% of men were unable to correctly identify the warning lamp for the main beam headlight. Two-thirds of women could not correctly identify the front windscreen washer and wipe symbol, and one in five admitted that they had no idea what it signified. The meanings of symbols on dashboards are beyond the grasp of many drivers, a survey shows. Almost half of women and a third of men surveyed by the Automobile Association could not correctly identify symbols for frequently used functions or basic warning lights. Researchers found that nearly 40% of women and 28% of men were unable to correctly identify the warning lamp for the main beam headlight. Two-thirds of women could not correctly identify the front windscreen washer and wipe symbol, and one in five admitted that they had no idea what it signified.
6. You turn on the radio and hear part of a program. What type of program is it? A. A review program. B. A chat show. C. A phone-in.
It would be very interesting to find out what he was trying to achieve on this latest CD, because it's totally different from his previous ones. He's given several interviews since it came out, but he doesn't seem to want to discuss the thinking behind this extraordinary change of style. Of course, the fans will make their views clear. They'll either stick with him despite the sudden change, or they just won't buy it. Personally, I think it's a very effective and powerful set of songs, and he deserves praise for not just sticking with his tried and tested formula. It's certainly the best of the releases we've looked at so far. It would be very interesting to find out what he was trying to achieve on this latest CD, because it's totally different from his previous ones. He's given several interviews since it came out, but he doesn't seem to want to discuss the thinking behind this extraordinary change of style. Of course, the fans will make their views clear. They'll either stick with him despite the sudden change, or they just won't buy it. Personally, I think it's a very effective and powerful set of songs, and he deserves praise for not just sticking with his tried and tested formula. It's certainly the best of the releases we've looked at so far.
7. You hear part of a radio play. Where is the scene taking place? A. In a restaurant. B. In a car. C. In a house.
Look, I know you're upset, but let's not ruin the whole evening over this.
That's easy for you to say. You're not the one who's been insulted.
I know, but just try to forget it. Let's go for our meal, just as we planned it, and try to enjoy ourselves. I have booked a table, after all.
No, I just can't face it. Turn around and take me back. I'm really not in the mood.
Well, I'm hungry.
Go on your own then, but drop me off first. I just want to be on my own.
Look, I know you're upset, but let's not ruin the whole evening over this.
That's easy for you to say. You're not the one who's been insulted.
I know, but just try to forget it. Let's go for our meal, just as we planned it, and try to enjoy ourselves. I have booked a table, after all.
No, I just can't face it. Turn around and take me back. I'm really not in the mood.
Well, I'm hungry.
Go on your own then, but drop me off first. I just want to be on my own.
8. You hear a woman talking about running. What aspect of running is she talking about? A. Her involvement in running over a period of time. B. Why she finds running so enjoyable. C. The importance of running and training with others.
At school and college, I used to belong to an athletics club and enthusiastically took part in cross-country races. But then for years, I didn't really do any exercise. Then 18 months ago, I decided to get fit and stay fit, and I rediscovered the joys of running. I started training and was soon hooked on running again. I got a colleague to join me, and she caught the running bug so badly that she even joined an athletics club. Seeing each other every day at work and discussing running kept us both motivated, and I found it surprisingly easy to stick to my schedule of training in the gym and going out for road runs. At school and college, I used to belong to an athletics club and enthusiastically took part in cross-country races. But then for years, I didn't really do any exercise. Then 18 months ago, I decided to get fit and stay fit, and I rediscovered the joys of running. I started training and was soon hooked on running again. I got a colleague to join me, and she caught the running bug so badly that she even joined an athletics club. Seeing each other every day at work and discussing running kept us both motivated, and I found it surprisingly easy to stick to my schedule of training in the gym and going out for road runs.
That is the end of part 1.